This is Louise Sabeel with Radio Tacoma, and I'm here with Brent Mason, who is Executive Director of Foss Waterway Seaport. Now, you know, Seaport, it's there, you know, it's like, okay, you know, there's water, blah, blah, blah. However, if you go to their website, you will find that their tagline is Discover Tacoma's Hidden Treasures. And there are. And these treasures are going to be on display at Ocean Fest. And I'm going to let Brent tell us just what Ocean Fest is. Hi, Brent.
Hello, Louisa, and thanks for having us on today. Yeah, Tacoma Ocean Fest has a brief but long history. Kind of, I guess it's one of those things where you can do a pre-COVID, post-COVID type of thing, because that's pretty much how we frame everything in the world these days. And so we'll kind of focus on the post-COVID bit. A local resident who has since moved back to her native Australia by the name of Rosemary Panakani started Tacoma Ocean Fest several years ago. And Rosemary is a lover of water. I would say she's a friend of the water in the sense of wanting to make sure that we as humans take care of our resources. And of course, here in Tacoma, the water plays such a prominent role both in our history as well as in our present and certainly in our future. And I think probably, Louisa, your experiences with radio, the impact that we can have on our youth. And I think it's important to be able to teach folks the role that they play in preserving our natural resources. And so Tacoma Ocean Fest was Rosemary's brainchild. And when she made the decision to go back to her native Australia last year, after last year's Ocean Fest, the Seaport took it on. I should note that we were hosting the event, but it was not our event. And so the Seaport has been the venue for Ocean Fest for a number of years. A little revisionist history for those of your listeners who remember Maritime Fest. That was also an event that was hosted by the Seaport here at the Seaport. And we've kind of merged these two events together. So people, when they come down the last weekend in June, we'll find that there are a variety of boats on the dock that they will have an opportunity to see up close and personal, get dockside tours of many of those boats. They'll have an opportunity to be entertained by a combination of visual and performing art. There will be eco booths there for people to hopefully learn some things in terms of how they can positively impact the environment. There'll be, of course, food and beverage. Just lots of very festival type of thing. I mean, I think we all think here in Tacoma and the South Sound in general, and probably the Pacific Northwest overall, you know, the summertime is festival time. We feel like this is one of those that can kind of kick off that season. Kids will be out of school. Folks don't start taking vacations just yet. Hopefully we'll get some nice weather, get people to come on down. So that's a running deal. And if you want to get into some of the specifics for Ocean Fest, more than happy to do that. But to kind of circle back to your question or your comment, free access to the museum on that Saturday. We encourage folks to come down and check out what we do have to offer, some of those hidden treasures here inside the museum. And the building itself is a treasure. Most folks don't know that this building is 124 years old. Some of the insights and little what I call Scooby snacks for the building are worth seeing, if for no other reason.
Yeah. And I was looking and it's like, it's a 3-day event. I mean, on Thursday, there's like a lantern paddle, and then there's going to be like a presentation on Saturday, noon to 5 is what I was looking at. And there's a whole list. There's art, music, dance, entertainment, science, education, ocean talks, vendors, and of course, food.
I'm going to kind of go back and revisit that schedule with you. We have partnered this year. We have partnered up with our local public television partner, KBTC, mm-hmm. on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. Northwest Now's Tom Lason will be hosting kind of a preview of a documentary called State of the Salmon. And there will be a panel discussion to follow that. We're very excited to be able to partner with KBTC. We also have a partnership this year with KNKX. So we've got the public media covered But it's a free event. Again, starts at 6, probably goes about an hour, hour and a half. If you haven't had a chance to hear or see Tom on air, he's a wonderful interviewer, terrific on-air host, and I think people will enjoy that. That's a new ad for Ocean Fest. That's not been done in the past. On Friday, you're right, we have what's called the Lantern Paddle for the Species. And anybody that has a canoe, a kayak, stand-up paddleboard, anything that floats that would like to go out into the water, we kind of do a celebration of water, celebration of the critters that inhabit the local waterways. And I jokingly, I say it's just an excuse for people to get off work early and to come down and float around in the water. But whatever it takes and whatever the reason, it's a neat thing. And then on Saturday, that is the festival itself from 12 to 5. But I want to also make people aware that we have a waterfront cleanup. In the past, when Rosemary was hosting the event, they would pick a beach and do a beach cleanup. But since we are here on the waterway, we thought it made more sense for us to focus on our immediate surroundings. So anyone that wants to come down and do something positive for the community, do something positive for the waterway, that begins at 10 o'clock. So I would advise being here a little bit before that, wear your grubby clothes and plan to do some trash picking. And then you can stick around long enough and catch the start of the festival at noon. And that goes until 5 o'clock. So yeah, a very busy 3 days.
Well, you say trash picking. I think of it as beach combing. You never know what you're going to find.
Isn't it one of those things where one person's trash is another person's treasure?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So who knows, right?
Yep. Yep.
But I want to stress to your listeners, this is very much a family focused event. We encourage the family participation. And I know people are saying, yeah, Brent, but parking down on Dock Street is such a hassle. Yeah, it is. And I'd love to be able to say that we're going to be able to build a nice 5 or 6 story parking garage between now and then, but that's not going to happen. So either get here early or park downtown and use the opportunity to walk, take the Prairie Line Trail down to the waterfront, and just don't get in a rush. And it'll be well worth your time. And I apologize for the parking, but it's just something that we've kind of had to deal with and get used to.
That's a lot. Okay. So I want to kind of get things clear in my mind. Okay. So Thursday is the lantern paddle.
No. I know it's confusing, but this is why you're asking the question. Thursday is the KBTC airing of State of the Salmon.
Oh, yeah.
And that's okay. At 6 o'clock. And then Friday night from 7 to roughly 10 o'clock, that's going to be the paddle.
Okay.
And then Saturday morning at 10 is, as you and I are going to call this, but we want to make sure folks, we're going to call it the waterfront beach combing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the festival is from noon until 5.
Oh, perfect. That's pretty exciting.
We're pretty pumped for it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the events, but there's also at the festival, there's going to be music and dance. So yes. How's that happen? I mean, you know, you can dance anytime you want, but it sounds like schedule.
Yeah. And to be fair, Rosemary was very much into the visual and performing arts. And so that has probably been one of the more difficult pieces for us to transition, because we're into artifacts and history and environmental science and boat shop and woodworking and that kind of thing. And so when it kind of gets into the more artsy world, it takes us a little bit out of our element, but we wanted to be true to Rosemary's purpose. And there's a lot of, as you're very well aware, there's a lot of great, I'm going to call it performance art out in the community. So it's an opportunity to bring a variety of different cultures, a variety of different communities down to the waterfront. So, and I don't have the list of performers in front of me, but it could be anywhere from Polynesian dance, to ballet. The music will vary. We've kind of shortened the program a little bit this year because Rosemary had, she loved to get everybody in. So there would be 20 performance groups that would each come in and do like a 15-minute bit. And we've kind of condensed that schedule a little bit. But there's still quite a bit. We also have, this is permanent art. We had a woman by the name of, a young artist, fantastic artist by the name of River Reshi, came in and did a mural for us started in January, and she finished up somewhere back in April. It's called The Mother of Water. It's a fantastic mural that has covered up one of our large walls. And then another artist by the name of Ricky Loves Painting is doing an incredibly bright and beautiful orca mural on another one of our walls. And River's work is complete. Ricky will actually be doing the painting on site the day of the festival. And I would say that even if you had no interest in seeing some of the other artists that we have here, or to listen to the music, or to get something to eat, or to do any of the other, being able to come down and engage with Ricky while he's working on his mural is worth the free price of admission. it's just for someone who can't paint or create art, which is me, to be able to see someone do it and do it on that scale is absolutely fantastic. And people can kind of take that memory with them. And a few years down the road, when they come visit the seaport and they bring family or friends, they can point to that mural and say, "Hey, I actually was here when he was working on this." So there's a little bit of everything for everybody, and that's the purpose. The boat shop will be open, so people can wander in there. Like I said, the museum's open, so you can still check up on the exhibits and see what's going on that front. There's just no shortage of things to do. We expect, depending on the weather to some degree, expect somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 2,000 to 2,500 people will be coming through in that period of time. And again, because it's free, this is a super opportunity for families to come down and take advantage of what we have to offer. And they can get more information about the museum and other programs that we have going on this summer.
Well, that's a lot of stuff. And also, not only that, but on your list are community vendors. I mean, what sorts of tables are you going to be having there?
Well, again, going back to what we first started discussing, in the sense of the event is designed to bring people a little closer to the water and make them aware of their role in the preservation of our natural resources. So a lot of the vendors will be there talking about the different ways that just us humans can have an impact on the positive impact on the water. So, as an example, Tacoma Public Utility will be there. Even the Port of Tacoma, I think the port probably gets a bad rap in the sense of what people perceive that they're doing to the environment. But the port actually works really hard and focuses on trying to do quite a bit of mitigation out into the waterways and the tide flats and so forth. So they'll be here to talk about some of their mitigation work, a variety of other community environmental focus. Pierce Conservation District will be here. The city of Tacoma will have some of their enviro groups will be here with booths. So there's a lot of information. It's not necessarily just water focused. I think there'll be resources here if you want to install a rain garden or pollinator garden at your home or in your neighborhood. There'll be people here that can help you and point you in the right direction in terms of how to get that started. So at the end of the day, as we've discussed, as you see, it's a healthy menu, but really the whole underlying part of this is, while protecting the environment and creating that awareness is paramount, this is also about just taking care of our community. And Tacomans need to be They need to be proud of who they are, where they live, And this is about bringing all of us together and being able to show us ways that we can make the community better for not only ourselves, but for kids and for generations to come. So I think that's what people kind of need to remember, is that it's about giving back and learning how to be able to take care of what we have, because let's face it, we've probably not been the best of stewards over the years. I think we see that not only here in Tacoma, but throughout the country, throughout the world. And so this is our way of doing our small part for being able to be better, do better.
Well, you know, from my perspective, we have. I was born and raised in Tacoma. And Tacoma, when I was growing up, well, you know, it was the armpit of the state. And you know, the aroma of Tacoma was just legendary. And that is no longer. You know, Tacoma has really cleaned up its act, and you are helping us to push forward in that direction. So thank you so much.
Well, it's kind of what we do. And you know, we're proud of the history that we carry here in the building. We're proud of doing our small part in terms of you know, preserving the history, preserving the stories, making people aware. So you're welcome. I think it's you know, you guys, you know, Radio Tacoma does its part. We all do our part, right? The best with the resources that we have and the best we can. And so I think as long as we have good heart and good intentions, then I think good things will come from that.
Oh, I entirely agree. So to wrap up, I want to make sure that I have all the information straight, because I was getting it kind of mixed up, wasn't I? So this goes for the weekend from Thursday, June 27th through Saturday, June 29th.
You got it.
And Thursday at 6 p.m. is the KBTC presentation on the state of the salmon, which is huge, huge. You know, we want to see them come back because they are the basis for the food chain for the orca. And then Friday evening from 7 to 10, there's the lantern paddle. And so we might get some darkness and brightness and, you know, and even if I'm not out there paddling, it's going to be quite a vision.
It really is. And when you think about it, it kind of makes me think about, you know, the Pacific Northwest this time of the year, isn't it? Because, you know, we do, you know, fireworks shows on the 4th of July, and we have to wait until so doggone late in the evening because it takes so long for it to get dark enough to have an impact. And you're thinking about this lantern paddle. It's like, they're going to be out there till like 2 a.m. because it's got to get dark enough to be able to make a difference. But they're it's dark enough around 7 o'clock. And again, I think it's just sort of a nice little community gathering and fun. It's a little bit like Halloween. People get a chance to dress up and go hang out in the water. And, you know, that's pretty good. So I interrupted you, but that's Friday night.
No, I'm glad you added to that, because now it sounds even more exciting. So that's Friday, 7 to 10. And then Saturday, 10 to noon, is our beach combing session. And I look forward to this because, one, I mean, picking up stuff that shouldn't be on the beach is important. And I just did an interview with Heather Trim from Zero Waste Washington. And what I like to do is when you find things like that, you know, really haven't dissolved in the salt water, you know, that are still around, even if it's bits of plastic, you know, that could be the basis for art. So if we can collect all of those and then make a tribute to beachcombing,
Well, Louisa, I'm gonna make your wrap up be a little bit longer than you probably anticipated, because you triggered something when you mentioned plastic. So one of I've told you about the two murals We actually have four what I'll call visual artists that will be on site during the festival. And one of those, I've told you about the two murals. One of the other two is a woman from Canada by the name of Paula Nishikara, who actually her work, some of her work is what has comprised our this year's logo. So when you see a Tacoma Ocean Fest flyer or poster, the work that's, you know, sits behind that is Paula's work. But what she does is Paula does an exhibition that will be up for actually two more months after Ocean Fest. So it'll be up during Ocean Fest and for 2 months after. And she's using plastic to be able to tell a story about the impact plastic has on the water. So when you talk about plucking the plastic out of our beachcombing expedition on Saturday morning, you're touching her exhibition spot on. So you're right. It's a chance to do something. She's taken plastic from the water and turned it into pieces of art.
That makes so much sense to me. So I'm excited about that. That means I have to get up at 9, but you know, that's okay.
That's all right. It's just one Saturday, and then you can stick around when the festival starts at noon, and to check out all the great booths and grab a bite to eat, a cup of coffee. This kind of goes off of away from the environmental bent, but I really want to be able, because I think of it in terms of kids, especially the young ones. I have a 3-year-old grandson who he just loves boats. Now he, you know, if he was down here on that Saturday, he probably couldn't care a whole lot about the booths and probably not too much about the artwork and even the performing arts and all that kind of stuff. But I guarantee you, we take him down on the dock and he gets to see those boats. And I will tell folks, one of the boats that will be here is the Lady Washington, one of our last remaining tall ships here in the Puget Sound area. Just an absolute kick of a vessel. And there'll be, so she represents the old, there'll be a couple of newer model boats that will also be on the dock. It's kind of the cool factor, you know, when you go to a car show and it's, you know, you see the old Corvettes and so forth. Well, this is a little bit like that. And so, like I said, even if you're not into the art scene, coming down and spending an hour or more cruising the dock and checking out the boats, it's well worth the time and the effort.
Well, you know, there is a little bit of something for everyone.
Exactly. And that isn't that Tacoma?
You know, I think you're right.
So, yeah, everybody come on down.
Yeah, let me ask you this. What does the Foss Waterway Seaport do the rest of the year?
Oh boy, you've opened up a can of worms now, because we kind of talk about these in the sense of being pillars. We're clearly a museum. We tell some fantastic stories of some of the people and the things that have made Tacoma what it is. And that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. There's exhibitions here that, or exhibits here that talk about the impact that the railroad had, that the early port had. We've got some of the pioneers, people that I just absolutely so admire, from Thea Foss to Floyd and Earl Willits to George Pocock, who many of your listeners probably know that name now more than they ever had because of Boys in the Boat. We have a working boat shop where, believe it or not, while we do build boats, we also have terrific woodworking classes where people can make charcuterie boards, they can make garden caddies, they can make wooden spoons. Not everybody loves boats, but most everybody likes working with their hands and creating something. And this is an opportunity. These classes provide that opportunity. We have a fantastic education program. And I think most of Tacoma knows the Seaport as a terrific event venue. And so we do a little, like Tacoma, we do a little bit of everything year round. We're open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4. I will tell people, depending upon, you had mentioned something about trying to air this over the weekend. If people pick this up on Friday or Saturday, we are open on Sunday. We have free admission for dads in celebration of Father's Day. So there's always, always, always things going on here at the Seaport. And I would also throw out that if there are community groups or even individuals that are looking for volunteer projects, we are always on the lookout for volunteers to do everything from docentine in the museum to working in the boat shop and lots of things in between. So we are Tacoma's hidden treasure.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And I look forward to being there Thursday the 27th, Friday the 28th, and Saturday the 29th.
Now, Louisa, if you show up for all three of those activities, I think those are gold star in the making for you. And we look forward to seeing you and hopefully many of your listeners down here that weekend. But yes, you kind of point out a good fact. Come down to the Seaport anytime. Bring family, bring friends. I think that it'll be well worth the time.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much.
And thank you.
You've been listening to an interview with Brent Mason, who is the executive director of Foss Waterway Seaport. They will be hosting a free community event from Thursday, June 27th to Friday, June 29th. You can learn more at their website, fosswaterwayseaport.org. That's fosswaterwayseaport, all one word, .org. The Foss Waterway Seaport is located at 705 Dock Street. So come to Ocean Fest and discover Tacoma's hidden treasure.